The task of law enforcement and the security and intelligence agencies has become vastly more demanding in this digital age. It is right, therefore, that those who are charged with protecting us should have the powers they need to do so, but it is the role of government and parliament to ensure that there are limits to those powers. So let me be clear. The draft bill we are publishing today is not a return to the Draft Communications Data Bill of 2012. It will not include powers to force UK companies to capture and retain third-party internet traffic from companies based overseas. It will not compel overseas communication service providers to meet our domestic retention obligations for communications data. And it will not ban encryption or do anything to undermine the security of people's data. And the substance of all the recommendations by the Joint Scrutiny Committee which examined that draft bill have been accepted. So today's bill represents a significant departure from the proposals of the past. Today we are setting out a modern legal framework which brings together current powers in a clear and comprehensible way. A new bill that provides some of the strongest protections and safeguards anywhere in the democratic world, and an approach that sets new standards for openness, transparency and oversight. This new legislation will underpin the work of law enforcement and the security and intelligence agencies for years to come. It is their license to operate, with the democratic approval of Parliament, to protect our national security and the public safety.